Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. We're your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, June 14th, and the NBA Finals, it's almost done, man. It's the Boston. You look at this playoff series, and one could argue that Boston had a very, very easy playoff series, but it looks like they might just get it done. Boston is looking like way too much for the Dallas Mavericks, and this is without their starting center, which is pretty crazy. And the NBA season, it's officially done for everyone. So, which is great news, because we can kind of speed this along a little bit, right? Get done with this NBA season. We jump into the draft, the free agency, and the madness that comes with, you know, NBA offseason, trade season. So, Al, what's going on, man? How excited are you for the next step?
I'm ready, man. I don't know about you, but I really haven't been watching the NBA Finals. Like, I've only watched maybe like 5 minutes. We talked about it on our last episode. I just felt like the Celtics were going to win. Like, I know the Mavs had a good chance. They have a good team. But something about it just told me it's going to be the Celtics running away with it. And here we are, 3-0 already. So it hasn't been exciting to watch. So I'm ready to turn the page. Let's get into the offseason, and let's get closer to Magic basketball, man. That's all I want to get to. So I'm ready for that.
Yeah, definitely. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about all the different things that we're currently hearing in the Orlando Magic rumor mill. We'll be discussing some free agency topics and touch a little bit on the NBA draft. But before we get into it, just a quick word from our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So, I mean, yeah, just to kind of wrap up our NBA Finals discussion really quick. Man, I feel bad because I was really rooting for Kyrie Irving. I really was. Never been a Celtics fan. You know, obviously we've had our battles against Boston, and it's going to be like this never-ending, battle in terms of what we hear from Celtics fans. Like, we've already bumped heads as much as we can with Eddie House and his crowd, and, you know, anytime we play against the Celtics, the Kia Center gets filled with, you know, Celtics fans. And, man, good for them if they get it, because they finally got it done. But it makes me feel, it gives me a lot of hope, because if we're looking a little deeper into the future, the Magic are sitting pretty, man. The Magic have a great opportunity to be able to jump additional hoops and get even further along and progress and be more successful than what we've had this season. And you look at the landscape in the East, is starting to feel more and more wide open, because you look at the Celtics, their path, you look at what, you know, they were able to do against, you know, a team like Cleveland, a team like Indiana. Like, these are all teams that we have, you know, done extremely, extremely well against. And the Magic being able to do what they've been able to do this season with what we have, without really making any big trades or signing really any big free agents, it has to make you feel good of what the future looks like in the East.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget that. People keep saying that, you know, the Magic are kind of being built like the Boston Celtics in a way, right? You think about, right, you know, Tatum, Brown. You think about, you know, Paolo and Franz. You think about their defenders on the wings. You got Jalen Suggs there, Anthony Black. So a lot of similarities. We're much younger, but the Celtics have been, you know, where we want to be. And I think that's the idea. Do we keep building like they have? So again, even though we've had our battles with the Celtics, the fact that we're kind of going in the same trajectory as they were a few years ago is exciting for Magic fans, or it should be at least. So, you know, they've deserved it. They've been in the finals before. They've lost. They've lost in the conference finals. So they've gone through their struggles, their pain points. You know, if they end up winning it, it's well-deserved, to be honest with you. I know we've had, again, our battles with Celtics fans, but at the end of the day, man, you can't deny it. It's a hell of a team. They did a great job putting that team together, building through the draft, making smart trades. They've earned it.
Yeah, so obviously with this now finishing, right, NBA draft is coming pretty close. After the draft, then we start talking about summer league. But before then, you know, the draft is really the first indication of, you know, NBA trade season really starting. Then we jump into free agency, and then we get an opportunity to really see, you know, what our team will look like going into training camp. They've already released a schedule for the preseason in October. Our first preseason game will be October 7th against the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll be facing off against San Antonio on the 9th, New Orleans on the 11th, Philadelphia on the 18th. I know this is all the way in October, but really, man, it's not. I mean, it's far away, and it's going to feel like it's far away, because we're really going to have like that empty space once all of this all dies down, especially after summer league. But then you have, you know, international games with the Olympics. So there's going to be enough stuff for us to be able to absorb until the new season starts. But it is fun to know that, man, October is only 4 months away, right? So it's a lot closer than we think. Now, in terms of the rumors that we've been hearing, we keep hearing the same names, and it's going to continue to be that way. Here's the issue when it comes to these rumors, right? Is that there's a obvious need for the Orlando Magic. We know this, right? Everyone knows our biggest struggle, our Achilles' heels, has been our perimeter shooting, our 3-point shooting, and any time that there's a player that may be available and is a shooter, there is going to be some level of connection. A name that we have heard throughout the season, and now we're hearing in the offseason, is Buddy Hield. And Buddy Hield is a player to watch for the Orlando Magic. And honestly, man, I'm a little scared about Buddy Hield. And let me tell you why. I was one of the ones that said I really wanted Buddy Hield. He's the type of player that we need, a veteran, obviously one of the best shooters in the NBA. The list goes on and on. But, man, his stint with Philadelphia was a little sluggish. It wasn't anything that I was too impressed with. And my issue is that if you're going to be a specialist at something, like, you hope that something is consistent, that it's impactful, that can really elevate your team. And that's exactly what the Orlando Magic need now. So when we ask ourselves, you know, is Buddy Hield an elevation type of player? Could he really help out the Orlando Magic? And could he? Of course, because instantly you add him to the Orlando Magic, he's your best shooter. But how much of that does the dynamic change? So when you look at Buddy Hield, do you see a fit with Buddy Hield in Orlando?
I think it's a natural fit, right? Again, we talk about shooting being our biggest weakness. He is probably one of the best, if not the best, shooter in free agency right now, outside of probably Clay, but Clay, again, injuries have kind of derailed him a little bit. I think with Buddy, the issue was he didn't have that much playoff experience. heading into this particular stint with Philadelphia. So I think it was all new to him, a lot of pressure. They were expected to advance with, you know, having the MVP in Joel Embiid. So I really don't put that against him too much. It was, again, his first time getting that exposure in the playoffs or, you know, in a big-time series. So I don't know, man. I think in Orlando, he could do really well. What is surprising is it's the first time I hear his name being brought up during, you know, the offseason. We heard about it plenty in the trade deadline, heading into the trade deadline. But now in free agency, we haven't really heard his name very much. So we'll see. I think it's a natural fit for the Magic if we go that route. I see him more as a, like, Terrence Ross type of role where he's off the bench coming in and just, you know, gunning, taking 8 to 10 three-pointers a night. That's kind of the role that I see fit for him. Is he going to be a starting two on our team? I don't think so. He is a defensive liability. I know our front office loves and our coaching staff, they love that defensive mindset. He is not that. So I think that he would come in, if he does come in, as a sixth man, seventh man coming in and, again, just shooting the ball, lights out off the bench. So we'll see what happens, but I wouldn't be opposed to him being added to our team. It would open up the floor drastically for Franz and for Paolo.
Yeah, 31 years old, just coming off of a four-year, $94 million contract. The reputation of him being a shooter also is something that would open up the floor for Paolo, for Franz, for them to be able to operate more. So definitely a name to look at. I mean, when you look at free agency, man, the Magic can go in so many different ways. A name that I'm starting to hear more and more of, not necessarily from a media standpoint, but from the fan base, is Gary Trent Jr., another player that is able to stretch the floor. And, you know, one of the glaring holes that the Magic have is our shooting guard position. And this is the fun part for me, is that we're eventually very soon going to be able to get answers to questions that we have, like how the Magic are planning to roll out this team next season is really going to be telling with, you know, how they feel about certain players. Jalen Suggs, if you're bringing in a player like, let's say, Klay Thompson, let's say, you know, Gary Trent Jr., let's say, you know, whoever, if you're pretty much saying that I'm going, Jalen Suggs is your core three on this basketball. Jalen Suggs is not going anywhere, right?
Nope.
So you bring in a big name at the two, then you're kind of deciding, okay, Jalen Suggs is going to be our point guard for the future, right? And you can get away with it. Jalen Suggs isn't, you know, by any means your traditional point guard, right? Even though he spent some time in Gonzaga doing that, we drafted him thinking that that's what he was going to be. Mm-hmm. And he came into the NBA and he wasn't necessarily that, and that's okay. He was better slotted at the shooting guard position. But because, you know, Paolo and Franz, that both of them are so ball dominant, it allows the Magic to be a little more flexible. But the idea of them bringing in a player, permanently at that two spot, I think is really telling on at least how comfortable they feel with Jalen Suggs running the point guard. Now, it's a little on the back end of that is, you know, Paolo Banchero had an interview where he talked about, man, he would want a player that can come in and be able to set the table for them and kind of take that pressure off, you know, him, you know, carrying the basketball so much more or leading the offense in terms of, you know, getting everyone into their set. So, yeah, let's see what they end up deciding with. There's so many different routes that they're able to go, right? And Anthony Parker was just on the pod squad with Dante Marcatelli and the guys and was able to shed a little bit of light on not necessarily what the plans are, but, you know, they are looking to be aggressive in free agency and looking to find ways to better enhance the team. So what, from that interview, what were some of the things that really stood out to you from what General Manager Anthony Parker had to say?
Yeah, so I mean, I like the fact that they did say they were going to be aggressive, right? They're going to look at every option out there. They're going to see what they can do in free agency. They're going to explore every option. Also like hearing the fact that Jet Howard and Anthony Black have been in the gym working out. They've been, you know, getting ready. Minutes will not be given to them. So they are trying, you know, their best to be in shape, to be ready. And he did say that you can see their body changing already, kind of maturing a little bit. So that's good to hear. Again, we don't know what their roles will be next season. Is Anthony Black going to be, you know, the point guard of the future? Is Jay Howard going to be a sixth man, seventh man next year? Who knows? But they are out there grinding. But outside of that, nothing really, again, eye-opening. I think the biggest thing was, for me personally, the fact that they will explore, you know, the free agency market. He did say they're finally in a spot where they think they're a destination, that players want to explore coming to Orlando. And I think that's the first time since he's been here. So he's excited to see kind of how that plays out as free agency goes on, as trades are being discussed. So as Magic fans, man, we've got to be excited. Again, for me personally, we had money back in 2016, and we unfortunately made a mess out of that free agency class when we, you know, got Biyombo and all that stuff that we did. So it's really the first time that we got money with a really good team in place that we can build on it. So hopefully we'll do something smart this offseason. Seems like, well, man, Parker, they're ready for it. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, just to kind of highlight it real quick. The last time that we were heavy hitters in free agency, we're spending crazy money on Biyombo, crazy money on Jeff Green, DJ Augustine. Man, good time. So obviously we're in a different situation now, but reflecting, it is kind of crazy how different the team looks then compared to now. And yeah, man, I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Magic can go in so many different ways. And this is what makes it so special is that, again, if the Magic decided not to do nothing at all, we're still going to be a very, very competitive team. The Magic will get better because they're another year of development, another year of playing together, another year of, Jalen Suggs improving, Paolo Banchero improving, Franz Wagner, who had a very up and down season. You know, I don't expect him to have another season like he did. I think he's going to improve. This is somebody that we hold in high regards, that we believe should be an all-star next to Paolo Banchero. So the idea really should be, like, what can we do now to get the right guys around Paolo and Franz and Jalen, but primarily Paolo? Like, there was just some news, some rumblings about how the NBA, they're really pushing, you know, for the city of Seattle to get their own basketball team again, to bring back I don't know if they're going to bring back the Supersonics. That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But to give them a professional team. And the minute that I heard that, I'm like, nope, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. We know how much love that dude has for his city. And for you to think that, you know, it wouldn't be a dream of his to be able to don the green and yellow, you're absolutely nuts. He's obviously in a great situation. We'll be able to pay him more. Like, this is just me thinking in the future, what can we do now to make sure that he is able to be competitive at the highest level deep into the playoffs for the next decade? Because he is that type of player. And that's the part that, you know, is a little scary. When we talk about Jet Howard and Anthony Black, I was reading an article today from Bleacher Report where they came out with an article stating, what is every NBA team's biggest fears? And they went down the list of all the teams, what would be the worst thing that would happen to each team. And for the Magic, they highlighted, Jet Howard and Anthony Black not working out, our lottery picks not, you know, being flops, right? And I looked at that and I'm just like, well, I don't think that would be the Magic biggest fear. Like, if Jet Howard and Anthony Black didn't pan out, that's the great thing with the position that the Orlando Magic are in, is that it wouldn't hurt us, right? It obviously wouldn't make us better, and that would be, you know, a terrible way to waste, you know, two picks in a draft where there was really some great quality players, and it'd be disappointing. But the Magic would be all right. Why? Because we just proved that we were all right. But I am expecting more from Anthony Black. I am expecting more from Jet Howard. Jet Howard was a player that, in our opinion, if you remember our reaction from draft night, we picked him way earlier than what we thought, right? And yep, we were a little disappointed, right? Because, you know, you could have got him later on. Same with Anthony Black. He was not a player that we wanted to draft. The minute that we drafted him, we were all Anthony Black, Team Anthony Black, right? And we've seen all the great things that he's done. And if they can find a way to be able to really incorporate him, he develops into a player that can really be If he can develop his shooting and be able to be there with Jalen Suggs, man, that would be amazing. Like, talk about a perfect situation. So Anthony Black makes everything very intriguing because, you know, this offseason we're able to see how the front office really feels with the trajectory of Anthony Black. Like, if you believe he's your future, then why are you going to invest so much on a big name player for the next 3 to 4 years, you know? And so it really does depend. Because now with this draft pick, what the hell do the Orlando Magic do? Do they draft a player? Well, that doesn't make sense because you redshirted Anthony Black pretty much a majority of the season, and you did the exact same thing with Jet Howard. Jet Howard got barely any breathing room. Mm-hmm. There was no minutes for them. I'm rightfully so. There just wasn't, right? So if you do keep your draft pick, which I don't think that we're going to do, you're drafting for Osceola, 100%. You're not drafting a player that I believe would be able to come in and make an immediate impact.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is you draft someone because you have bigger plans of perhaps signing, again, a guy like Paul George, Klay Thompson, like a big money guy. So you have to fill in your roster, and you need a cheap contract to kind of just keep in, you know, in there. That's the only logic behind it. Or trades. But I truly believe, again, my feeling really is we end up trading the pick this year. I don't see a need for us to add another rookie to our team. In my mind, Jay Howard is our rookie this year. So, again, I truly don't think the Magic will go the route of drafting someone, so much so, which, again, we'll talk here in a few minutes about this, but I really have not spent more than, like, 2 minutes looking at a draft board or looking at prospects in the range that we're in. I'm like, it doesn't matter. I really don't think that we'll draft someone. And if we do, watch it be some random guy that we never heard about, and we're like, why are we doing this? Let's just trust Whatman. Like, let's trust these guys. They must know what they're doing. So, the draft is coming. It's less than 2 weeks away. But in my mind, again, I'm not excited for it this year. I am excited about potentially trading that day and seeing what we do trade-wise, but not so much actually drafting someone.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Yachty. He sent us a text message earlier today, and Al, you were suggesting that we go watch the NBA draft in Park Place in the Lake Nona area. And, man, you know how disappointing it would be if we went out to celebrate the NBA draft? Obviously, this year is going to be a lot different than other years because we had more skin in the game, and this year it's a later draft pick. But imagine we go through all that, right? And for anyone also watching it and being excited, because at the end of the day, you're it's a draft pick, right? You're still excited. And we end up trading our draft pick for like, you know, three second round picks. Like that would be brutal. And it's something that I can totally see the Magic do.
Yeah. Or we are there and we see the Magic, you know, announce a trade. And they have traded for, I don't know, Trae Young. They've traded for some other shooter that we've craved for years. So it could go either way. I truly believe, again, if we do something draft day, again, it would not, I have my odds higher on making a trade for a role player or a starting caliber player than I do thinking about the Magic drafting someone to just stash in Osceola. Like, I really don't think that's the plan.
I still have PTSD from draft night trades of Serge Ibaka and Victor Oladipo. I'm not crazy about draft day trades.
2016, really, really, 2016.
I'm not. Especially, man, the draft has been so watered down too, because you really don't even need to watch a draft if you really want. Just set your notifications on for Chance and Woj, and you know you'll get it. So funny, because every year they try to find ways to not, like last year Woj was like, oh, I'm not going to be on my phone. I want to enjoy the draft or whatever case may be. But we're finding out who's getting drafted beforehand, which is pretty crazy. I mess with my wife because I make it seem like I am an expert NBA draft analyst because I always get every pick right every single time because I get the notification. But yeah, man, the draft is going to be pretty crazy because you just don't know. The Magic have to worry about so many different things, and really it's sensitive because if the Magic make the wrong move, it could hurt us and it can set us back, and it can really hurt, you know, the trajectory of this team. But one thing that you can really hang your hat on is that no matter what your feelings are of, you know, Jeff Weltman, I have a whole lot of trust in him. Like, you look at the team that he got when he first joined to the team that we have now, 9 day, took us a long time, man. Like, Jeff Weltman, you're the man, but damn, man, you drag your feet like crazy. And you know, mind you, a lot of luck that landed, you know, getting the number one pick is helpful. But the Magic didn't go Paolo Banchero, and they went with Al's guy, Jabari Smith. You know, it would have been another, you know, really, really bad few years because, you know, obviously those two players are not the same. So it's crazy. Now, let's say, right, because the more that people are talking about this free agency class, we're hearing more of the name Paul George and Klay Thompson. We continue to hear their names being connected to the Orlando Magic. Mark Stein recently said Orlando continues to be mentioned by various league observers as a natural suitor for George, as well as going to say Klay Thompson. The Clippers have certainly hoped to retain George in free agency, but they made it clear by letting negotiations drag out to the point that they want to do it at their price. Here's my thing is, my fear is I don't think Paul George wants to come to Orlando. Like, I really don't. I think that he's comfortable in LA, and I would hate for the Magic to be utilized as a way to, you know, get a bigger contract with the Clippers, because the Magic are able to spend. But in free agency, especially with these older veterans, I think that for the Magic, in order for them to really be able to realistically convince any of these guys to meet us at the table and have a conversation, the Magic, I mean, we have to be prepared. The Magic are going to have to overpay. I'm talking about like Rashard Lewis overpay. Like, it's just something that, unfortunately, we talk about all the reasons why a free agent would come to Orlando. Coach, weather, no state taxes, team, youth. But it's also, it's the money. Magic got money to spend.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. And I think I've said it before on the podcast, you know, as we're leading here until the draft and free agency, I really don't see, again, the Magic going for a big fish. I don't think that's the route they're going to take. I don't think they're ready yet for that move. And if they do, I don't think it'll be free agency. I think it'll be via trade. So as much as I'm enjoying this, trust me, when I get news like this on Twitter, X, and you see the Magic being linked to Paul George, Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, like, it's exciting, man. We've waited many, many years for the Magic to be able to be linked to names like that in free agency or via trade. So you love to see it as a fan. But as you said earlier, our front office has not moved very fast. I don't think they're ready yet to hit that panic button and say, hey, we're going to go for this and we're going to try to, you know, build a winner now. If they do, don't get me wrong, I will celebrate. Don't get me wrong, I'll be super excited. If we wake up, you know, on July 1st to the news that Paul George signed with the Magic, or Klay Thompson for that matter, that would be amazing. But the realistic part of me says the Magic do not go that route. I think they do go more conservative. They may add a couple of role players. They keep building within. And again, add pieces that fit to Paolo, Franz, Suggs, and the rest of the core. But we'll see. I just don't see it. Again, paying, you know, $35, $40, $50 million to Klay Thompson and Paul George at this particular moment, I don't see the Magic doing that.
Yeah, and you take a look at some of the free agency class. I mean, who's to say that this isn't the year for the Magic to decide that we want to give all this money to, you know, Klay or to Paul when next year free agency? I haven't even taken a look at what next year's free agency class looks like. But maybe there's a player that the Magic want that they have their eyes on. Like there's no need to rush. The Magic are not going to make we're not going to win the finals next year. And not to put negativity in the air, but let's be realistic about this, right? The Magic went, you know, 7 games against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and who knows what moves the Magic will make, but the plan isn't to make the finals, you know, next year and be done with it. The plan is to create a competitive team where you're able to compete for finals for years to come. And that all needs to be thought out. There has to be strategy. There has to be factors in that, you know, maybe the Magic front office don't see this player develops, this person, like looking going into the season, the synopsis of the Orlando Magic, at least from a front office perspective, had to change because of, you know, the rise of Jalen Suggs. You know, it's not something that they were, I would imagine, either were expecting a lot later on, but there's no way that they expected it to be, you know, this. So nobody did.
No.
You know, you're talking about all defensive player. Nobody expected that. If you were a betting man, no matter how you felt about Jalen Suggs, because the way that people felt about Jalen Suggs before the season, it's a completely different tone than the way that people feel about him now. Mm-hmm. People are ready to ship him off. They were ready to write him up. I hear the spaces and how bad people were talking about Jalen Suggs, right? And then now he's your heart and hustle, man. He's everything to this team. He's a big factor of what our identity is. It's going to be interesting.
I would just say, you know, the good news is for Magic fans, the Magic have to spend their money, whether it's this offseason or next offseason. That's right before Paolo gets paid. France is already going to get paid this offseason. So they only really have this summer and next summer to make a big move, free agency-wise, or acquiring a big salary player. So, you know, if it doesn't happen this offseason, let's see what happens. It will have to happen next offseason. So that's the good news. If the team continues to do well, to continue to win, and they want to make a big move next year, then we're only a year away from that. But the good news is that we are heading in the right direction. The team continues to get better. They're going to continue to win more games. It's unfortunate because all of us want to, you know, get to the end already, know what this team will look like, you know, a full strength and with a superstar on it. But again, I just feel like this front office is doing it the right way. It may not be our favorite way as fans, but it's shown that it's working. And again, we have a lot of pieces. And again, Anthony Black, Jay Howard, that we don't know enough about. Are those guys you want to build around, or are those guys that you're ready to ship off, you know, maybe in next year if things don't work out the way that we intend? So we'll see what happens. But the good news is that all this will play out over the next, you know, year or so.
Yeah, just kind of taking a quick look at 2025 free agency. I mean, you're looking at Paul, Rudy Gobert, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Jamal Murray, Brandon Ingram, Chris Middleton, Chris Paul, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson. Like, you got a lot of big names out there that, you know, the Magic could be in play for. Not saying that they're good matches, just kind of shouting out some of the free agents that would be available in 2025. In terms of other names that we've heard, what makes this NBA draft pretty cool is the fact that the Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. And with the number one pick, especially for a team that, you know, you were expecting for them to be competitive and be able to make it into the postseason because they got a big name like Trae Young and they got DeJounte Murray and whatnot. They have a very unique opportunity where they can say, all right, Trae Young just isn't working. DeJounte Murray, that experiment just isn't working. They could really, they're in a position where they can take a very quick jump into their next step, their future with a number one pick. And then be able to trade Trae Young or DeJounte Murray to be able to bring a more of a youth movement for them to position themselves better than where they're at for the future. With that being said, the big topic that we the big debate that we've had, that we've seen, that we've read is, should the Magic trade for Trae Young or should the Magic trade for DeJounte Murray? If you had the option to choose between the two, who would you like for the Orlando Magic to bring in out of those two? Who would you trade for?
So it's tough. You're asking me that question. It's tough because I remember clearly 2018 NBA draft wanting Trae Young so bad. Just because, again, if you guys listen to the podcast, you know I'm a big Steph Curry fan. Trae Young was the next closest thing to Steph coming out of college. This dude was shooting from half court. His whole entire offensive game was three-point shooting. We needed shooting badly. That's off-season too. So it made so much sense. And he wanted to be in Orlando. Like, he seemed excited to come to Orlando because that was the big rumor at the time. And then Mo Bamba was the guy that we drafted. So since back then, Trae Young has been my guy. I'm like, I wish there was a way to get him to Orlando. So a part of me says he's the one. However, thinking about how we're building our team, defensive-minded, size, and scoring, in my mind, Murray is more of a complete player. So if you can get him instead, you're getting a guy that can play defense. That is we've seen it firsthand. He can beat you in the fourth quarter time and time and time again. He's a clutch player. He can score. He can shoot the three. So a better fit for us today, if you were to ask me, I think it's Murray. But a selfish ask, and if I was in the front office, I'd probably just trade for him because I like him as a player. It'll be Trae Young just because, again, he brings something that we've never had in Orlando or haven't had in many, many, many years. So, again, if you're thinking offense only, that's really what you were trying to go after, Trae Young's your guy. For better fit, I think Murray's more of a natural fit to this roster today as constructed.
Yeah, I think Trae Young would be Hollywood. I really do. I think that it would be the talk of the town. I think that we would get more respect from a media perspective. I think that we would be looked at as a team to fear. My issue with Trae Young is that, you know, you could. Trae Young is a player that has been, especially for the Hawks. He was your franchise guy. He was your number one option. You bring Trae Young to this team, he is not your number one option. The Magic are not going to change the way that they play, you know, to either entice or to, you know, suck up to a player like Trae Young, like Paolo Banchero. That's your guy. And nobody's taking that from him, right? My issue with Trae Young is that Trae Young is too much of a polar player. Like, he changes the dynamic of your team. Like, when you talk about your identity, the Magic identity is, you know, being able to defend on, being able to play both sides of the floor, being able to defend, being versatile, being able to play different positions, being a big size, 6'10", having 3-4 6'10" players on the court at one time and just being able to have a big presence. Like, this is our identity, right? Trae Young does not fit that identity. He just doesn't, right? So I don't see Trae Young to me isn't a realistic option. Yeah, the Magic needs shooting. Even an article that I read earlier today, Atlanta, they're not just gonna give Trae Young away. They're expecting a major haul for Trae Young? And even though the Magic have more than enough assets, is it worth it? Like, are is the Magic in a position right now to need, forget want, do they need to mortgage their future? Do they need to give up future first round picks for Trae Young? Now, respect to Trae Young, man. This is a multiple time All-Star. This is someone that can drop 30, 40 points a night for you. We talk about reputation with the your way of playing. Like, you're not going to leave him open. You have to, if anything, he's probably one of the players outside Steph Curry and Dame who stretches the floor out even more, because you do have to guard him so far out behind the three-point line. But he just changes the way that you play so much that I don't think Jeff Weltman would risk messing it up, right? I think that you have something that's good, and I think that DeJounte Murray would be, one, the safer pick, and I think would be a better fit as well, because, you know, he can play both ends of the floor. Yeah, he played, you know, shooting guard in Atlanta, but in San Antonio, throughout his whole San Antonio career, he played the point guard. So him and Jalen, they could, you know, go back and forth. And to think of the two of them defending, oh my God, like they would create, Jalen Suggs by himself creates havoc, right?
Imagine.
So I can only imagine, right? And then just kind of thinking about what you would have to give up for Trae Young, you would have to assume that Anthony Black is gone. You would have to assume that, you know, multiple draft picks, multiple swaps, a whole bunch of second round picks, and then you got to make the contracts work. That's the biggest thing. When people talk about, I want Trae Young, I want to trade for this player, I want to trade for that player, players are going to have to leave. Like, who are you willing to? You're going to have to give something up that the other team wants. Like, are you ready to, you know, part ways with Cole Anthony? Is Jonathan Isaac a player that, from a contract wise, like, is the risk and reward? You know, are you confident in him being able to play another, you know, healthy season on minute restrictions? That's something that you want, like. You know, it's so many different things that you want to weigh out, but I think that definitely between the two, yeah, I would probably risk it on Murray than I would more Trae. As much as I would not, like, I know a lot of people are against Trae Young, I would take Trae Young. But how much he would cost, that would be the biggest thing. The cost, and, you know, he would take away too much of what makes us successful.
So a quick follow-up question to you there. So would you rather trade assets to get one of them, or would you rather overpay Paul George or Klay Thompson?
Oh, overpay. Magic haven't paid nothing in the last decade. We paid nothing to nobody in the last decade. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, for me, in a perfect world, man, I like the idea. Like, I like hearing other teams fear in the fact that, man, you got 6'10" Paolo Banchero, you got 6'10" Franz Wagner, you got 6'10" you know, Wendell Carter, you got Jalen Suggs, who's a dog. Like, the idea of being able to add a 6'7", 6'8" point guard in the midst of all that, who's also a dog defensively, I think is what you want. Like, you want to be able to have a massive point guard that can play 1, 2, and 3. You want to talk about breaking the spectrum of positions, playing positionless basketball. The Magic have an opportunity to do that. Like, we really do. And I would love to see it. So, man, I would rather Magic not make a crazy trade. I would rather us spend money in free agency, maybe make some tweaks here to be able to bring some support off the bench, and not mess with it too much. Because what the Magic have built has been good. And again, this is a majority coming from the development of our players and our players playing, you know, improving from last season.
Yeah, that's what makes it so tough, man. Again, to your point, you want to trade for a player, you got to trade some assets. And that includes, again, Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, Chet Howard, whoever it might be. It's picks. So it's a tough, again, I've said it before, I wouldn't want to be, you know, Jeff Weltman and Anthony Parker right now, because you got to make some tough decisions as you're trying to, you know, round up this roster and continue to build and take this team forward, it's not easy. You have some big decisions to make, but again, that's what they can pay the big bucks for. So let's see what they do.
Yeah, so we had a segment today to talk about the NBA draft, and we're going to be honest with you. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know any of the guys. I really don't. And I personally, I feel amazing at the fact that I've spent zero time researching, because normally last decade, you know, the draft has been like a big deal for us. Like, we're breaking down videos, we're doing reactions, we're liking this player. Like, every time the Ringer came out with a new article of a new mock draft, we're all hyped about it. There's been none of that, zero. And a big reason for that is, one, is a nonstop communication about how they've talked about this draft being a weaker draft. And then two, I feel it in my heart, man. You did not play Jet Howard and Anthony Black enough to be able to go out and draft another player. Like, there's not enough development for more young guys. The only way that it makes sense for the Magic to draft a player is if you make a big trade and you send out a lot of players and we have to fill those roles. Other than that, I don't see the Magic drafting. Like, I don't see them making a pick. I really don't. You want to know, you want a rookie this year for this upcoming season? You know who your rookie is? Jet Howard. Jet Howard is your rookie. That's the way that I see it. Jet Howard was your red shirt for last season. He's going to be your rookie next year. Like, next year, next season is a season that you plug him more into, you know, what you're doing. And I still see him spending more time with the Osceola Magic. I really do. And it's going to be a good little minute for Jet Howard. But man, if you're watching our podcast on YouTube, throw some names at us who you think the Magic might. I mean, we've talked a little bit before the episode. You were talking about your guy from Tristan, the German kid from Colorado.
Silva,
Zach Edey is a name that we've heard. We've heard some others, but I personally think it's a waste of time, man. All for what? For the Magic to trade their first round pick for a bunch of seconds? Like, I don't see us doing anything with the draft. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat, man. I think I've spent 5 minutes looking at prospects, and it's mainly come on Twitter when I watch someone's video, like scouting report on a certain player. No more than 5 minutes, to be honest. So again, I like a few players, nothing really concrete. But I'll tell you what, one little kind of thing that I'm thinking about is, if we do end up drafting someone, again, that may mean that we're throwing big bucks at someone in free agency and we need that player to fill the roster. Or we're making a trade for where we're sending out multiple players and we need that guy, again, to fill a roster spot. That's kind of my behind-the-scenes kind of look at what may go down. Because, again, it doesn't make any sense to bring another young player unless you're okay with that, unless you just want to have another rookie there on a cheap contract that you can kind of develop. I don't see it. But what I do think is, if we do end up drafting someone, it's because we have some bigger things coming on the next day or in free agency.
Yeah, or they just don't like the negotiations that they've had in free agency, or they don't like any trade options. Like, that's the only way. But again, whatever player, if the Magic keep the draft pick, whoever they draft, they're drafting for Osceola Magic, 100%.
Yep.
Big key dates for the 2024 NBA offseason. You got June 26th is the NBA draft, the first round at 8 o'clock. Remember that they split the first round and the second round, so the day after the NBA draft, second round will be at 4 p.m. June 30th will be the start of free agency at 6 p.m. We've talked about it before. I really wish it would go back to the midnight free agency. It was fun that way. July 12th to the 22nd, NBA Vegas Summer League. Already expected. Did they confirm any guys who are going to be in the Summer League? I think we saw names, predictions.
Usually that comes out like the day after the draft, so we should be hearing something in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Then followed by October 7th, first preseason game, and then October 21st, last day for the Magic to agree to a contract extension with Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs. So some key dates to remember. And then that's pretty much it, man. So, any big things that pops up, if there's any breaking news, man, we'll be jumping on and doing a podcast. If not, We'll see you guys in 2 weeks, man. It's a wrap. Anything you want to add, Al?
No, man. To your point, our next episode will drop on NBA draft day. So after the draft, first round of the draft, we'll be recording once again, unless something crazy goes down between now and then, which I don't expect. And then from there, we play the free agency game. And we talked about it before the episode. If something crazy goes down that weekend, that Sunday, right at 6 p.m., we'll be jumping on the recording as well. So much more to come from us. Otherwise, again, X, Instagram, we'll get you guys covered there as well.
Orlando Magic HQ podcast presented by Bet Online. Catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.